It's the middle of February. We have a large storm. It's heavy snow, and a tree actually gets weighed down enough that it crosses over 345 kV lines.
This is the sound of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station undergoing a scram, or an emergency shutdown.
We have a loss of off-site power.
This is only a test, regular training for Entergy workers. But the situation described here by Entergy's Christina Renault is actually not very different from what happened just last winter, when a storm knocked out power at Pilgrim and took it offline for weeks.
APRMs are downscale.
That's correct.
As the plant ages, nuclear opponents are increasingly worried that an accident similar to the one in this drill could lead to a nuclear meltdown. Harwich resident Diane Turco, a longtime critic of the plant, says the consequences could affect the entire Northeast.
But this just shows, this is a plume from Fukushima after 24 hours.
That's the Japanese power plant that experienced a meltdown in 2011. Turco is laying together two maps.
Fukushima would be right here, and this is where the plume went after 24 hours. So we superimposed that data over Pilgrim. And you can see where it goes.
The plume of radioactive material she points to would stretch from Long Island up to Maine. Though the plant is closing soon, the risk for a nuclear meltdown still remains, even after it stopped operations. Turco drives over to the plant and points out what she's really worried about, the dry cask storage units, a cluster of concrete cylinders sitting next to the plant.
We should not be able to be here. If somebody had bad intent, there's the dry casks right there.
She worries that the casks, which contain radioactive material from the reactor, are too easily accessible and unprotected. An attack on the casks could result in a nuclear explosion.
You could jump over here and be down there in 2 minutes, yeah.
To add to existing concerns, Entergy is now looking to sell the power plant to Holtec, a company that specializes in nuclear decommissioning, basically shutting nuclear power plants down. It's the same company that manufactured the dry cask storage cylinders that Turco just pointed out. Michael Toomey of Entergy explains why the plant is being sold.
Holtec bring decades of experience managing spent nuclear fuel as well as decommissioning nuclear power plants. So they are much more prepared to do this work. They have the expertise that we currently do not have.
Whether it's Entergy or Holtec that will decommission the plant, the town of Plymouth will have to deal with the consequences. Melissa Arrighi is the town manager and says the plant's closing is largely seen as something positive.
I think there was relief on the mind of many people who had been worried because the plant had had some occurrences in the last few years that made the town worried and some residents actually scared.
Plymouth doesn't depend on a lot of tax revenue from Entergy, so financially, the town feels ready for the closure. But Arrighi is worried about the land the plant sits on, 1,600 acres of valuable real estate overlooking Cape Cod Bay. Right now, it's destined to be a holding place for nuclear fuel for 60 years or more.
I think we're resigned to that long term that we've heard about for so long.
The decommissioning company Holtec has talked about the possibility of moving the fuel off-site, but Arrighi doesn't think that's a future the town can depend on.
Holtec has sounded very confident that it ultimately will be moved. I'm going to reserve judgment until we see what happens.
For Plymouth, this is life within the shadow of a nuclear power plant. Every few months, an announcement blares from beehive-shaped speakers that hang over the town's main roads.
Attention, attention. This is a test of the emergency siren system. This is only a test.
In the event of a nuclear emergency, this siren would alert residents to evacuate. This, too, is part of the ongoing legacy of nuclear power. Living with risk until the radioactive fuel is taken elsewhere. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.